This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Best Show Best. This is the best of the best show, the new version of the best show. And for people who don't know, the best show takes place each and every Tuesday night from 9 p.m. till midnight over at thebestshow.net. And if you are new to the program, these are little bite-sized greatest hits samples of what we do every week. So check this out. And if you want more, you can listen to the full 3-hour extravaganza and check it out. And if you want to support the best show, the way to do that is to download the episodes and to give us reviews on iTunes and to tell people that the show is back and that you like it. So please check out this new episode of Best Show Best. We have an exciting show for you later in the show. We're going to have Lil Bub is going to call in, the cat. You know Lil Bub, the famous cat superstar. We'll talk to her later. But I'm being told the first of what I hope to be an exciting feature on the show as we go forward. I hope this is a feature we can keep doing. Will be live concert reports on the show. And we have a Best Show correspondent, Toby Rafelson, is on hand tonight over at the Newbridge Rock Music and Entertainment Pavilion covering the big Death Cab for Cutie concert. And we're going to have a report from Toby now. Toby, are you with us?
Tom, can you hear me?
I can.
Tom, the Newbridge Rock Music and Entertainment Pavilion has been undulating with the sounds of hardcore sleaze ever since Seattle's Death Cab for Cutie took the stage about an hour ago. There was speculation in this week's issue of the Newbridge Electric Guitar as to whether the band could sustain itself since the departure of multi-instrumentalist Chris Walla, who was, of course, arrested last year on charges of flagrant and aggravated exsanguination of an elderly tennis instructor. But all doubts have been erased the moment Death Cab took the stage tonight to the sounds of Mike Oldfield's tubular bells, along with a blanket of thick red fog that could not have recalled the chilling vibe of The Exorcist any better. This is true horror filth rock at its most brutally disgusting. Nick Harmer has been stalking the stage with his chainsaw-shaped bass and doing his patented sexually intrusive crotch thrust in the faces of audience members, male and female alike, all the while demanding to see, quote, some of that sick effing Newbridge pee I've been hearing so much about. It's just traumatizing.
Toby, are you okay? Are you okay? It seems like you're starting. You're getting flustered by the.
I am.
By the moment.
It's sick, Tom. Also.
Yes.
Drummer Jason McGurr.
Yes.
He took the brilliant Which Side is Louder section of the great Bobby Blotzer's legendary drum solo and upped the ante by firing a cannon full of rabid dead mice at each side until they screamed at a volume McGurr deemed, quote, ear-effing splitting enough, you crazy backwater MFs.
Backwater.
Yes.
Again,
he thinks we're rubes here, Tom.
It's very upsetting. I understand that, Toby.
It is.
But
it
we're
is.
Trying to do a concert report here. You're going to have to, if you're going to see shows, you're going to have to be be able to hold it together, buddy.
I agree. I couldn't agree more. And Tom?
Uh-huh.
Frontman Ben Gibbard has not been outdone by any means tonight. He's been in full Sleazemaster General mode since he hit the stage.
Mm-hmm.
When not calling for and receiving several, quote, Newbridge panty showers, the singer-guitarist has been inciting the 8,000 strong to take up arms against, quote, those fetid power monsters who have been keeping you from getting as sleazy and as partying as hard as you want. Gibbard's main two targets so far have been Officer Cleon Harrops.
Is that
and
the,
someone or some, yes?
Is that the crowd in the back? Is he inciting
that
them right
them.
Now?
Yes, he's inciting them.
So
his two targets have been Officer Harrops and someone or something he refers to as the voice-modulated radio ape who has been polluting your airwaves for the last 15 years.
Uh-huh.
And during the middle of death of an interior decorator, Tom?
Yeah.
Gibbard had the entire crowd chanting, kill Blob, kill Blob, kill Blob, over and over again. Oh, my God, they're going crazy out there. Can you hear it, Tom?
I can. I'm a little nervous now.
They want this Blob person's blood.
Uh-huh.
And he was chanting it over and over again as new members David Depper and Zach Ray hung an effigy of the offending half-animal part party machine before throwing it out into the audience, who proceeded to tear it up and eat it like a rabid, unhinged gas station dog.
Wait. Toby, can I ask you something? All
oh,
of
yeah.
this really happened?
Oh, my God, yes. Crazy.
All of that. So they held up a
they're half naked, those guys.
This is nothing like the band that I've seen them a bunch of times, and I've never seen them be half
Listen
naked
to that.
On
Listen
stage.
Listen to that.
Oh my goodness. Toby, I'm not buying this. I'm not buying this concert report. The details are way too different from what I know the band to be.
Yeah, none of that stuff happened.
None of it did happen, right?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's just five guys playing music.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you made all
of
that up. What's that? The only...
I did. The only crazy thing that's actually happened so far...
Yeah.
...is when I saw this girl in jorts squeeze her boyfriend's man bun. And he was also wearing jorts.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have no idea why you would... You're making stuff up, and I don't know why, in particular, you're making up all these mean details that Ben said about me. And I'm considered, Ben Gibbard is a friend of mine, and I actually have no idea why you would say anything like the stuff you've said.
Because I'm mad at you.
You're mad at me. Why are
yes.
you mad at me, Toby?
You took my last butterscotch snack pack from the Best Show fridge.
I took your last butterscotch snack pack?
You did.
What,
you
like,
know I love those.
Those little pudding packs?
They're pudding packs.
And I took the last one and you got mad.
You did, and you
uh-huh.
took the little plastic spoon.
Yeah, well, that's really stupid, Toby.
Maybe you're stupid. Oh, no.
What? What's wrong?
I dropped my deep-fried butter stick.
Okay.
It stinks.
Yeah.
It's all melted on my little fingers.
Yeah, your deep-fried butter stick?
Yes.
You dropped it.
I did. You know what's even worse?
What?
This concert only has one horn.
Okay. Now, Toby, when you're at a... Wait, he's gone. He's gone. Oh, wow. That's the weirdest concert report. He was definitely at the show. But he, not sure what to make of the rest of that there. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to Best Show Best. And I want to thank Martin DeGrell for supervising the episodes. I want to thank Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Martine Sellis, Brendan McDonald, AP Mike, John Worster, of course, and you. And once again, Listen to The Best Show live each and every Tuesday night on your computer at thebestshow.net. Thanks so much.